सर्वेभ्यः नमस्कारः. प्रार्थनाम् उक्त्वा आरम्भं कुर्मः. ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शांति शांति शांति. स्वागतम्
स्वागतं सर्वेभ्य. मोस्ट् आफ् यू, सम् आफ् यू हेव् डन् द होम्वर्क् एण्ड् यू हेव् डन् अ वेरि गुड् जाब्. देर् आर् लैक् वेरि मैनर् इश्यूस् वित् कपल् आफ़् थिङ्ग्स्. वी केन् लुक् एट् देट् लेटर्. So we'll finish the final topic we had first, and then we'll move on to other things. Okay, so I'll try to share the things, but any questions about last week? We sent some Adhyana Samagri. I hope everybody got it.
Namaskarah, Sarla Bhagini. So when we started this course, we submitted our submission, I forgot his name. So for the next session, do we have to go through again all this procedure, or how it's going to work?
Namaste Bhagini. So you don't have to go through that process. Okay, at the end we'll tell you. You can just reply to us and let us know if you want to continue in the next level. We'll be creating a new mailing list, you know, so only those who are interested will continue correspondence. And then we'll let you know when the next class starts, the next level.
Okay. Dhanyavad.
So Jay Mahoday, last time you said there is already another batch that is ready to take on to the new next level and they're waiting, etc., right? So is that still the plan that we continue with next week, or is it going to, or are we going to have a break before we start the next level?
Yeah, there'll be a short break. We'll be starting most likely middle of August. So you may have a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. And the next level, if I remember right, that was the Vibhakti Valari that has to be taken. Isn't that right?
Yes, it'll be the Gita Sopanam part 1. But before that, we'll briefly cover the Vibhakti Valari.
So do we then have to order for these books beforehand, the books from the bookstore?
Yeah, it'll be best if you can, since there are a couple of weeks, those who are interested should buy those books and be ready.
So I went to the bookstore, I'm in India, and I don't think the deliveries are on. Is there a PDF version online that you can share in the meantime while I, for the meantime until I get the physical copy?
For online for those, Bhagini. So You can check the Amazon site if there is an online book there.
Sorry, Ajay Mahadha, I lost it because I think there was a lot of background noise. I missed it. Where did you say the online versions would be?
Yes, so just a minute. You can search it on Amazon website or any online bookstore if there is no delivery from Sanskrit Bharati.
Ajay sir, this is Nitesh. So I checked online on Amazon, and this is I'm from US, so I checked it on Amazon US and the website which you had provided. So both places, the first volume is not available.
Yeah, I think there is a shortage of supply, maybe, because everybody is ordering that, and maybe it is not printed in that quantity, but it'll be available shortly. They keep replenishing the stock. So Vibhakti Vallari you should be able to get from Sanskrit Bharati.
So, I think I'm also facing a similar problem where either it's delivery not possible or, not available. I was just wondering, in the meantime, if you have the book, is it possible to get a scanned PDF for our reference so that we can get started with it? Or do we have to wait until, whenever things open up? This year in India, it's definitely not opened up. Delivery.
Yeah, so we'll be sharing it on the screen, so that way you can see what we are covering. But there is I don't know if there is a shareable PDF. We can look, but I doubt it.
Okay, then another.
Yeah, Vibhakti Vallari, you can try online. Was it also not available online?
Actually, that one I have not checked. I was just checking for the Gita Sopanam. So, that one I'm sure it's not available.
Gita Sopanam,
I checked for both. I checked for both, Bhagini. They are away, at least the India site, right? It's available. It's not the availability. But the delivery is not... going through, as in
because of the corona
are happening, right? Yeah, because of the lockdown. Yes.
Okay,
sorry,
so Vibhakti Vallari may not be like we will cover, right? Vibhakti sound you may not need not have at this point, and we can go on continue learning whatever, but the book maybe you may need, but it's not immediately, right? Hopefully you should be able to get it. I will send an email to them saying that what do we do for this? How do we solve this issue? We'll ask. Yeah, you are saying in India there is a delivery issue, right? But here usually Gita Sopanam and all, usually they replenish. But due to all these things, maybe it's not normal now. So somehow I will send an email to the U.S. The Swarup Moda and whoever is organizing this course. So we'll see. But we can continue with Vibhakti Vallari. It will not be like I think somebody asked, right? When do we start? We will start maybe mid August. That is the plan. We are looking at Friday or Saturday. We are not very sure, depending on the majority, because the other class was going on Friday and this on Saturday. So we have to see what suits the number of people. I will send a for the which time. We will give 2-3 times which is best suitable and where majority works for majority of people. We will go with that timing for the class. And you don't have to register separately. We are continuing with this class, right? So you don't. There is no other registration for this. It's like continuing what we are doing, and we are just slowly advancing. That's the plan. Okay.
So in case the time that we decide doesn't work for any of you, then we will try to fit you in into some other class, you know, because there will be multiple classes going on. So like this level one, you could maybe move to a time that suits you. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, and one more question I had. I don't know if you mentioned this last time, but the next level, which is you're saying the Gita Sopanam, so how many weeks would that be approximately? Just, you know, for us to schedule, arrange. How many weeks will that go to?
It will be more than this one. It depends on, like I said, right, depend on how the whole class is learning and stuff like that. It will be like at least, it will be more like 40 classes maybe. And we are doing Vibhakti Vallari first, right? We'll go over all the Vibhaktis because we haven't introduced it formally. We just went along with the Vyasapustakam. It was like really not covered in detail, right? That's kind of a bridge to go to the next level. So you should, this is just spoken. That's what we covered. Just learn to speak. So going forward, we have to do more of grammar. So we'll Bhakti Vallari. That I don't know because we haven't taught it separately. So I can't tell you. It depends on how my at least like 8 classes we might take for Vibhakti Vallari. After that, at least I'm just guessing. Okay, this is just a guess. 40 because online classes we haven't done that many. So it depends on the students also. So it may be at least. 30 and above for just the second book.
Okay. And Bhagini, the Gita Sopanam, I was just looking at the preview that was available on the bookstore. I thought it would be something like going through the Bhagavad Gita, but it didn't look like that. Is my understanding wrong? Is it something else other than the Bhagavad Gita? Or, Gita Sopanam?
Did you attend last class? I don't know whether you attended our class. Yeah. We explained all what all the book one and book two and all that. We covered what all is in that. But shortly, Yeah, we have to cover something today, but it is just a prelude, like it's the preparation to Bhagavad Gita. We are not immediately starting Bhagavad Gita because it's very advanced. For now, we are like book one is like is the just the grammar and all the tenses. So this one is like grammar and tenses. We have to do this. After that, this is another book. So that also is an additional grammar and all the tenses. Then we have the Gita. Gita Pravesha 2A and 2B. After that, you are going to Bhagavad Gita. So there are 4 books before you have to learn before going to Bhagavad Gita because there are lot of grammar involved to just directly go to the Bhagavad Gita. If you want to just that's why it's a good place. I can introduce you to a shloka see this is the thing, right? Acharya Padamadate, like. This is like a foundation course, right? Beginner's course. So you get the quarter from the teacher, then Padam Shishya Swamedhaya. You have to just learn by yourself and all the Adhyana Samagri. I don't know whether you saw that. I sent a Word document. Then Padam Swabrahma Charibhyaha. Like along with learning from each other, Padam Kalakramenacha. So this really applies to Sanskritam because Sanskritam is really an ocean. So you have to do a lot of work. You have to put in a lot of work. But you have to go and look at the recording. I have explained in detail what all you can do. if you did not attend last class or you have missed the parts of it. Because there are videos. I mean, if you really want to do immediately, you have to go over the videos I have shown in this Adhyana Samagri. Yeah, here I have shown some videos which you can go over. That explains, but he also goes over the grammar and all that. Padma Kumar Mahodaya, he is a Sanskrit Bharati, one of the Sanskrit Bharati USA Karyakarta. He explains in the videos. So I have given all, you have to go over all this. I had asked everybody to go over, and if you had any more questions, yeah, there are YouTube. You can do. If you haven't done, just go over all this. You can do. And there is a Gita Super site here. I don't know. Yeah, this is a Gita Super site. This has like, see, for this chapter 1, shloka 1, right? There is an audio, how to pronounce and all that. Then translation and commentary in Hindi and in Sanskrit and English. So there are different, you might like commentaries from, there are some different interpretations for each shloka, right, sometimes. So there are different, so this is also you can do. I mean, you don't have to wait for a teacher. I'm just saying. So you can do this, or you can go for the videos. But what we are teaching is like really with grammar and everything, that's how it takes time for everybody to get it. So we have to go over all. This is like sopanam. You know what sopan is? Steps, right? So these are the steps to go to the real Gita. These are just the preparation. So part one, part two. So these are the preparations to go to the Gita. Does it answer your question, Bhini?
Yeah. Okay.
So I wanted to this, I think something is missing. So there is a shloka where all the vibhaktis are given in, many of you might know Ramaraksha Stotra, right? In that, the Ramo Raja Mani Sada Vijayate Bho Rama Mama Mudhara, Ramena Bihata Nishacharamu Ramaya Tasmai Namaha, Raman Nasti Parayanam Parataram Ramasya Dasyos Maham, Rame Chittalaya Sadam Bhautume Bho Rama Mamudra. This is a verse of Ramaraksha Stotra. There you see all the vibhaktis. Okay. So first one is missing. For some reason, it's gone from here. When I was copying, I think something happened. But anyway, I can send you this. So here the Padacheda. So it has all the vibhaktis of six vibhaktis, like Prathama, Dvitiya, all that, what we have covered. Ramo. So that's what somebody was asking about, the how this is called Visarga Sandhi. So Ramaha, it's the Padacheda means it's broken apart. The shloka is broken apart. Ramaha Raja Mani Sadavij. So this Visarga Lopa happens when you are writing a sandhi. So that's called Visarga Sandhi. So in detail, because you need a lot of knowledge to just even understand, but I have it somewhere, the explanation also I copied. I'll see if I can. So here, but I will show you this here first. Ramaha Rajamani Sada Vijayati Ramam Ramesham Bhaji. Ramam is a Dvitiya Bhakti, right? So Ramena. It's Ramena Nishacharamu. Ramena Nishacharamu. Ramena is Tritiya Vibhakti. Okay. Ramaya Tasmai Namaha. Ramaya is a Chaturthi Vibhakti. Always when you are doing a Namaskara or something, the Chaturthi Vibhakti will come. Tasmai is the noun form of it. Ramaya Tasmai Namaha. Okay. So Ramasya Dasyos Maham. Ramasya. I am Rama's Dasa. Okay. Dasa means Sevaka or whatever you can say. So Shashti Vibhakti comes. So Rame Chittalaya Sada Bhavatumi Bho Rama Mamuda. Rame. So that is a Saptami Vibhakti, right? You have seen Rame. Okay. So Ramat Nasti Parayanam Parataram. So Ramat also we have. Ramat is a Panchami. I was saying last week, Ramat. So this shloka covers all the Vibhaktis. I will send you the first one, Ramo Rajamani, that line is missing. But I'll add and I'll send you. This has given all the possessive, the how. This is what we have to learn in Sandhi class and all that. Little advanced for you. You have just done the... I mean, you might know from other... You might taken different classes, but we have to go with the syllabus. So we cannot like just do Sandhis now. But somebody asked. That's why I'm sending. And I can send you this. So you will have this, but I will make sure everything is accurate. So there is a Padacheda and there is all the meaning. So... This is the one shloka of the Ramaraksha Sutra. So Visarga Sandhi also had kept somewhere because somebody was asking about Subodhmavadeya, I think, right? Devo Bhava, that's how. Devaha Bhava, Devo Bhava, that's how that Sandhi comes there. It's the same thing. Ramo Rajamani, it's the same thing. So I had kept it. But I will see if I find it, then I'll show you that I have kept that somewhere. But there are rules about the Sandhis. It goes into it's the notion in itself. So we are not there yet as a class. So I'll show you later. So that's one thing. And yeah, you can start recognizing some things, whatever, even in the basic course, whatever we have covered, let me show you one more. Yeah. Here, right. See, all the, I know many of you might know Ganesh Sutra, right? Sankata Nashanam, Ganesh Sutram, Prathamam Makratundanchanam, Ekadantam, Vitiyakam, Tritiyakam, Krishnatum Baksham, Vajavanam, Chaturthakam. So all this is Vitiya Bhakti, right? Prathamam Makratundancha. Ekadantam, Vitiyakam, right? All these are Vitiya Vibhakti. You are praising him, right? Whatever he is, Prathamam, Vakratundancha, Ekadantam, Vitiyakam, all that. So, this all you can start, see, Lambodaram, Panchamancha, Shastamam, Vittamivacha, Saptamam, Vignarajancha, all these. So, all these are Vitiyakam. So, you kind of start recognizing it when you pay, if you pay attention. This is one of the examples I wanted to show you. Yeah, one more I'll show you.
Ajay Srinivas.
Yeah, I will show you another. Yeah, I think you can see this right. Okay. Yeah, this is a Hanuman Shloka. This also Manojanam Maruchitala Vegam Jitendetam Vidhimintam Varishnam Matatmajam Vanara. This also is all Vidya Bhakti. Yeah. Always when you have the Stuti, right? Always you are praising. So all you are using all those adjectives. That's all Vidya Bhakti. So this also is a good example. So, and one more thing I wanted to show you. Yeah, we saw Yasa, right? Yasa, we saw in last class, we saw Yahasaha, right? Yattat Yasa. So in Saraswati Shloka, you have that. Ya Kunda Indu Tushar Haradavala, Ya Shubhra Vastamnita. All that you are praising her, right? Ya Veena Varatandakan Manditakara, Yashvita, Padmasana. So all this, then Sa, Maam, Patum, Saraswati. So that Saraswati, I bow. So you say all that adjective. So that lady, Sa, Maam, Patum, Saraswati, please, I bow to you. So that's Yasa is used beautifully. That's one of the shlokas. So you kind of start like, if you pay really attention, and some, I have given all the links. Some of them have beautiful shlokas and maybe it's explained, but some, be sure, make sure you are looking at a credible, reliable site. Sometimes translations are not that good, but some are very good. So you look at the Adhyayana Samagri. I sent you the link. So those might have even Green Message or something. There is one site, I think I didn't add that. That's very good for shlokas. And they have explained it pretty well. So that's one of the shlokas website. You can go over and... And one more car, I'll show you a car.
What do you want to do?
Hello.
Yeah, so I wanted them in one page, but anyway. So this is like Karakam. Karakam means how all the Vibhaktis are used here, right? So this is a good one. There is a book called Karakam book. It's good to have, but if you don't have, it's fine. It's from Sanskrita Bharati. I don't know whether you can see it.
No, your screen disappears.
Let me try sharing. Yeah, hang on. Okay, so I think I got disconnected. The visual is disconnected. Give me a minute. It's a Karakam. I was trying to show you different Vibhaktis. Yeah, I think you can see it now. Right? Okay.
Yes, we
so
can.
This is, yeah, good. So this is like all the Vibhaktis. So how Raja, okay, Kaha, Kasya, Kim, Kena, Kasmai, Kasmat, Kasmin, right? So it's the Prathama Vibhakti, Raja, right? It's a, Rajan is a Halanta Shabda, so Raja is a Prathama Vibhakti. Raja Dhenum, right? Dhenum is a Dvitiya Vibhakti. Hastena, right? Hastena is a Tritiya Vibhakti. Nirdhanaya. Nirdhanaya is a Chaturthi. Goshtat, okay? Goshtat. Panchami Vibhakti. So, Ayodhyayaha, okay? Ayodhyayaha Raja, that's what. So, it's a Shashti Vibhakti. Ganga Tire, okay, where it is, Ganga Tire, Dadati, Dadati is giving, so that is the Kriyapada, right, so Kriyapada is Raja Dadati, so is all the Vibhaktis they have used, this is the, it covers everything, and Kim, Kena, how you ask, Kasya, right, Kasya Raja, okay, where is from where, Kim, what does he give, Kena, okay, with what he is giving, kasmai, okay, whom he is giving, kasmat, from where, okay, from, kasmat, panchami always from, okay, from where, so kasmin, okay, in where. So this is a good explanation. This book is, Karakam book is very good. I mean, if you get, if you have it, or if you can find it, it's a good explanation of all the science of constructing sentences. But if you go and look at, I gave you the Adhyayana Samagri, right? That has a, Again. Okay, I'm sharing different things, right? It's giving me a hard time to. Okay, so here I have this YouTube videos from some people when I said that Professor B. Mahadevan, he has explained well all the, I mean, this is like just the additional samagri if you cannot attend class or you cannot wait. Or you want to do, this is a very good class. It's a combination of basic class and he goes through good grammar. This is a good tool. This is a good resource. I'm just giving you many resources here so you can go over all this. And watch this Vartavali, I said last week also. This is from DD Doordarshan. It's every week, and you have YouTubes of old also. They do good interviews with people. It's all in Sanskritam, and they do interviews usually from everybody from Sahitya. That is a news magazine in Sanskrit. It's very good. Even if you get a chance to watch the old ones, they're all on YouTube. You can watch. And listen to this Chamo Krishna Sastri. He's the one of the founder members of Sanskrit Bharati. His speeches are very simple. So just go over. I gave you a couple of links, but he keeps, you might find them in YouTube. So, and Katha also, I have attached some links, but if you want more, just find something or send me an email, I'll send some. But Kathas, I have listed some Kathas, and you can, Sambhashana Sandesha, that's a magazine, online magazine from Sanskrit Bharati, that also will have Kathas and lot of good, it's a, magazine you can subscribe to. A hard copy, I don't know, online they might have now. Usually you used to get hard copy, but that also is a very good magazine to learn more Sanskritam. And even Amar Chitra Katha.
Sorry to interrupt, but you said links to the books in your document. The line is there, but the link is not there. And also the Google Drive, also the link is not there. Do you want to be sending another version of this document to us?
Oh, the I sent in this. Did you see the Google Drive here? I have attached, right? Haven't I? In this Adhyayana Samagri page?
The line is there. The line is there, but the link is not there.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll attach. And the Katha also, not here, but in the... I'm talking about the page 27, right? Wherever I attach the all the recordings, there I have the Katha.
Oh, okay. All right.
So there I should have the Google Drive also. And one is Sarala Panchatantram also you can get. Those are also very good for even kids. I think I put it here. I don't know whether I put it here. But I will send you an updated one with Panchatantra. I don't know whether I have it. Katha Panchatantra. That is a beginner. It's very good, easy for you. Sarala Panchatantra for stories, even for kids. It's very good. It's not that advanced. After the basic course, it's very good. So what else?
Just wanted to add a line that I did find Vibhakti Vallari online to download some site, I don't know where it was. I do have a PDF copy of it, but I'm not sure if that is the same which we are talking about. It talks about all Vibhaktis and asks us to make, do some work on it, like, you know, there are examples and then there are some exercises.
And okay.
This is published by a company in Bangalore. It's a Sanskrit Bharati. Pardon?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Sanskrit Bharati only has Vibhakti. Is it called Vibhakti Vallari?
Yeah, it is called Vibhakti Vallari. Yeah,
yeah, that's yeah.
Sanskrit Bharati, Bengaluru, yeah.
Great. Mahadev, can you share that with Sarala Bhagini so she can send it in turn when, you know, either Sarala
okay, Bhagini I will.
Are Mahadev, thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay, so yeah, it should look like it's a PDF version. Okay. Then the hard copy looks like that. The front page was looking like this. Yeah, when you have like in-person class, it's a total package. We give this Vibhakti Vallari, Abhyasa Pustakam, and a katha. It's a small katha book also. That also is available online. It used to be online. I don't know. I haven't checked that. That had good kathas also. Yeah, this is the Vibhakti Vallari book. I don't know whether you cannot see it. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay, so we'll send an updated document of this with some additional links. So just remember, this is like a gradual process, okay? So we have just finished the basic conversational Sanskritam. So the next level, like we said, is the part one of Gita Sopanam. Then there's the part two. And then there are two more books of Gita Pravesha. So after this is when you would be fairly comfortable reading and understanding the Gita itself. Okay. So while we do these books, we'll have certain sections. We may have maybe a few lines of the Gita, and there will be like a simpler explanation in Sanskritam itself. So in order to even understand that is when we would have to cover all the lakaras, and which are the tenses, the lakaras, and different forms. Like last week, I think we saw the passive voice, which is the what is called the Karmani Prayoga. Okay, so like Aham Apanam Gacchami is what is called the Kartari Prayoga. And Karmani, like we saw, Maya will come. Maya Apanaha Gamyate is what will come in Karmani. But that is what we'll be seeing in the maybe Gita Sopanam part 2, which is the level 3 class. Okay, but before then you may see that here and there, so don't get concerned. That is what it is. Okay, whenever there is a tritiya for the subject, that is when the Karmani Prayoga is used. So, okay, we just deviated a little bit. But let's go back to the Abhyasa Pustakam. Or okay, before that, let's quickly look at homework. So can you read, Subodh Mahodaya, can you read just a minute. Yeah. Do you have your document available or do you want me to share it?
Yeah, I have it. I can read it. If you want to share it, go ahead and share it.
No, I think it's better because this is giving a problem of sharing today.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can read one of your Attaha and Yattaha.
Okay. Bubuksha bhavati atah aham bhojanam khadami. Aham bhojanam khadami yatah bubuksha bhavati.
Samyak mahodaya.
Dhanyavada.
One more
of which one?
Atah and yatah.
Bhojanat prak hastam na prakshalayati atah rogadushito bhavati. Rogadushito yatah bhojanat prak hastam na prakshalayati.
Okay. Yeah, you have used something that we haven't studied. Okay. Samyak mahodaya.
Dhanyavada.
Yeah. We encourage you to use whatever we have done in the class. So, you know, the idea of, and it's very good. You seem to be fairly advanced. So that everyone can, it's like a kind of a revision, Mahodaya. Uttam. Dhanyavada. Bhumi Bhagini? Can you read a couple of your attaha and yataha?
Suryah udayati ataha kamalani vikasanti. Kamalani vikasanti yataha suryah udayati. Aham dhavanam na shaknomi ataha chalami. Aham chalami yataha dhavanam na shaknomi.
Dhavanam, so you can say aham dhavitum na shaknomi.
Dhavitum, okay.
Or dhavanam kartum na shaknomi.
Kartum.
Atah chalami. Did you say chalami or chalayami? What did you say?
Chalami.
Chalami means, what did you mean?
That's why I walk.
Chalami.
Chalami, okay.
So, yataha, can you read?
Yeah. So, aham dhavanam kartum na shaknomi atah chalami. Aham chalami yataha dhavanam kartum na shaknomi.
Samyak.
Okay. Then for... Yaha saha?
You do the strilinga.
Strilinga, okay. For chhatra, ya pathati sa chhatra, shikshika, ya pathayati sa shikshika, gaika, ya gayati sa gaika.
Samyak. Dhanyavad. Yeah, those three were given because the Strilinga version is a little different. So, Uttamam. You got it right. Suhasini Bhagini, can you read a couple of your Attaha and Yataha?
Ha, Mahodaya. Aham Patavarnam Ichami. अतः अहम गृहे वर्णैः शोभनं कृतवती. फॉर यतः अहम मम गृहे वर्णैः शोभनं कृतवती यतः अहम पटवर्णनम् इच्छामि.
सम्यक् भगिनि. सरलवाक्यम् अस्ति वा?
भीमः वायोः पुत्रः अतः सः अति विक्रांत बालकः.
सम्यक्.
यतः भीमः अतिविक्रांति बालकः यतः सः वायोः पुत्रः.
Vayoho putraha. Samyak. Can you read the yaha? Yaha saha?
Yaha patati saha chatraha. Yaha patayati saha shikshikaha. Yaha gayati shikshakaha.
Shikshakaha.
यः गायति सः गायकः.
धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
अग्रिमं नितेश महोदय.
ओके. यानं शीघ्रं प्राप्तम् अतः अहं शीघ्रम् आगतः. And the reverse of that is aham shigram agata yata yanam shigram praptam.
Samyak. Here also Mahodaya, you have used things that we haven't covered, but samyak.
The other one is bhavata abhyasa asti ata bhavan sundar likhati. And the reverse sundaram of that
sundaram.
Bhavan sundaram likhati yata bhavata abhyas asti. Sundaram. Okay. Correct. And then the other one is and sa. I got it wrong because I did it sa chhatra instead of.
Can you read for chhatraha?
Yeah. So I wrote ya patiti sa chhatra, and should be.
छात्रः. यः पठति सः छात्रः.
सः छात्रः. सः छात्रः. या, आई थिंक आई डिड इट राइट देन. या गायति सा गायक. सः गायक.
सो यू हैव टू यूज यः एंड सः टुगेदर. यः गायति सः गायकः.
Saha Gayaka. Yeah, I did it right, but the Striling I have not used. I have just used the Purushling.
So can you say what it will be for Strilinge?
Gayati. Ya Gayati Saha Gayaka.
Sa Gayaka.
Sa Gayaka, sorry. Sa Gayaka.
So Ya Sa Yaha Saha.
Yeah.
Dhanyavaad.
धन्यवाद.
माधवी भगिनी.
महोदय. Should I read my sentences, Mahodaya?
Yeah, yattah and
मम पतिः अंगने कार्यं कृत्वा श्रान्तः अभवत्. अतः सः शय्यायां विश्रामं करोति. मम पतिः शय्यायां विश्रामं करोति यतः सः अंगने कार्यं कृत्वा श्रान्तः अभवत्.
सम्यक्. वन् मोर्.
अहं कालिदासस्य रामायणं संस्कृतभाषायां पठितुम् इच्छामि अतः संस्कृतं पठामि. अहं संस्कृतं पठामि यतः कालिदासस्य रामायणं संस्कृतभाषायां पठितुम् इच्छामि.
सम्यक्. सम्यक् भगिनि, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
Sunil Mahodaya, do you have any Attaha and Yataha?
I am afraid I didn't do the homework actually, so I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Do you want to try one or we'll come back to you? Just think of one pair of Attaha and... were you in the last class?
Yes, I was. Yes.
Okay. So just think of it. We'll come back to you in the end.
Thank you.
Priya Bhagini, do you have anything you can share?
Okay. Ataha yataha. I'm written. Upanetram asti. Ataha aham pashtam pashyami. Aham pashtam pashyami. Yataha upanetram asti.
Kim pashyati?
Pashtam pashyati. Pashyami.
Means what?
Upanetram asti. Ataha aham spashtam pashyami. Not right?
No, what are you
saying? I mean, if I can see well. I can see clearly. Spashtam.
Oh, spashtam, va?
Spashtam.
Spashtam pashyami. Spashtam. Ah, okay. Yeah, it wasn't clear. Okay, samyak.
Oh, okay. Okay. Another one? Okay. Rameshah sthulah asti. अतः क्रीडां कर्तुं न शक्नोति. सः क्रीडां कर्तुं न शक्नोति यतः सः स्थूलः अस्ति.
हा सम्यक्. और क्रीडितुं यू केन् से, वी हैव सीन दैट राइट, क्रीडितुं यू केन् से. या क्रीडां कर्तुं इज नॉट रॉन्ग. सम्यक् भगिनी, उत्तमम्. हैव यू डन द यः या?
यस. But I think this I've already covered, but I'll tell what I've written. Yaha patham pathati saha chhatrah. Yaha vidya dadati saha shikshakah. Yaha geetam gayati saha gayakah.
Yaha vidyam dadati. Dhanyavad Bhagini.
धन्यवादः.
Anybody else I missed?
Yes, can I, namaste, this is Rajshree here. Can I go?
Namaste Bhagini, yeah, please.
Namaste. So the first is, etat vasanta rutu, atah pushpani vikasanti. Pushpani vikasanti, yatah etat vasanta rutu. So, is it okay to use etat? What I meant to say is, this is spring. So, is it okay to use etat vasanta rutu?
So, yeah, the rituhu, so if it is pullinga, I think it is pullinga. So, eshaha you have to use. Etat would be for a napunsakalinga. Etat pustakam, hello.
Oh,
eshaha.
Okay.
Hmm?
So I should write Eshaha Vasanta Rutuhu Ataha Pushpani Vikasanti.
Samyak Bhagini.
Okay, the next Eshaha. One is, okay. Aham Shantim Ichami Ataha Devam Prarthana Karomi. Aham Devam
Prarthanam.
Prarthanam is it?
Prarthanam Karomi.
So I should put the second vibhakti, devam prarthanam karomi.
So like I said, the common sentence I keep in mind is aham apanam gachami.
Okay,
apanaha apanam. So whenever there is a kriya, the karma padam will be in the dvitiya vibhakti.
Okay. But devam also will be in dvitiya, is it? Aham shantim ichami atah devam prarthanam karomi. So both will be in dvitiya.
Yeah, Devaha is actually, it is Devaha.
Okay, Devaha Prarthanam Karomi. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Aham Devaha Prarthanam Karomi Yataha Shanti Michami.
Ekanimisham Bhagini. Yeah, it'll be Devam only. Devam Prarthanam Karomi.
Devam, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Shamyata.
Okay, just one more. अद्य लाक्डौन् अस्ति अतः जनाः गृहस्य अन्तः अस्ति जनाः गृहस्य अन्तः अस्ति यतः अद्य लाक्डौन् अस्ति
सन्ति जनाः सन्ति सम्यक्
ओके 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 थैंक यू
अजय महोदय फॉर राजश्री भगिनी सेंटेंसेस कैन शी यूज देवस्य instead of Deva, because Devasya, what was the next thing?
Prarthana.
Prarthana. So, Devasya Prarthana?
No, you are actually praying to God, right? So, Devasya Prarthana means God's prayer. So, you could use it in some other, but not in that context.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
I don't know how better to say it, but that's how it is.
And the way I look at it
Bhavya
is...
Sorry, go ahead.
So the way I look at it is, I translate from my language to Sanskrit, like from Kannada. I speak Kannada and bit of Tamil. But I translate from Kannada to Sanskrit. The way I look at it, like Devaha, Devam, Devarannu, Prarthisthene. That means I pray God. I have to have some, for each vibhakti, you'll have to add that. Based on how you say in your language, you translate into Sanskrit, then you'll be much clearer.
Yeah. Good, good. Yeah. Everybody can have some kind of a... like a method to the madness, so to say. But yeah, any Indian language, if you use, it'll be very, very straightforward. You're absolutely right, Mahodaya.
So it's okay to have two Dvitiya Vibhakti coming one after the other, is it? Devam Prarthanam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it is called Dvikarma sentence.
Okay.
There are two karma patterns.
Okay. Thank you.
So all this will be learning as we go forward, but this is like a early introduction since people are using it in sentences. So like Gataha and all that, those forms we haven't covered, but we will going forward. Yes, Bhagini?
No, quick thing from what the other lady mentioned. Grihasya antaha santi or grihasya ante santi?
Grihasya antaha. So, we had covered antaha, bahihi, adaha, upari and all that, right? So, there it'll be the shashti vibhakti. Grihasya antaha.
Okay. So, no, I was just wondering, wouldn't it be Grihasya ante because it's inside the houses? Okay, maybe not. Okay. Never mind. Thank you.
Yeah, when you do a translation, don't do it with English. If you do it Subodh Mahodaya said, you can some Indian language. Yeah, just revisit that chapter. I think it is chapter 9, Antaha Bahihi, 9.1. Okay. Anybody else left? Otherwise, we'll go ahead. Just a little bit is left. So one of the last items you have to see is yadyapi tathapi. Bhumi Bhagini, patatu.
Saha nirdhanaha danam karoti. Yadyapi saha nirdhanaha tathapi danam karoti. Still he is poor. He is poor though. Still he is do the dan.
So yadyapi tathapi is even though.
Even okay.
Though. So saha nirdhanaha means what? He is poor.
He's
danam karoti. But he gives or he donates. Yadyapi saha nirdhanaha tathapi danam karoti. Even though he is poor, then also like tathapi yeah. danam karo. Agrima vakyam prayatnam karotu.
Mama samayaha nasti bhavatyaha graham agachami. Yadyapi mama samayaha nasti tathapi bhavatyaha graham agachami. Even though I didn't have time, still she came to my house.
I will go to your house.
Bhavatyaha
graham agachami. I will come to your house.
Okay.
Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavad.
Madhavi Bhagini, agrima vakyam karotu.
Saha buddhiman parikshayam uttirnaha. अनुत्तीर्णः यद्यपि सः बुद्धिमान् तथापि परीक्षायाम् अनुत्तीर्णः ही इस् इण्टेलिजेण्ट् इवन् दो ही इस् इण्टेलिजेण्ट् ही स्टिल् फेल्ड् इन् द एक्साम्
राजश्री भगिनी अग्रिमवाक्यम्
अहं भोजनं न कृतवान् बुभुक्षा नास्ति यद्यपि अहं भोजनं न कृतवान् कृतवती तथापि बुभुक्षा नास्ति सो ऐ डिड् नाट् ईट् मै ऐ डिड् नाट् ईट् मै लञ्च् आर् फुड् सो Even though I did not eat my, have my lunch, I am not hungry.
Samyak. Samyak Bhagini, Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada.
Nitesh Mahodaya.
Aham adhikam pathami, smarne na tathashti. यद्यपि अहम् अधिकं पठामि तथापि स्मरणे न तिष्ठति सो इवन् दो ऐ स्टडीड् हार्ड् ऐ कुड् नाट् रिमेम्बर् एव्रिथिङ्ग्
सम्यक्
धन्यवादः
सम्यक् भो धन्यवादः प्रिया भगिनी अग्रिमवाक्यम्
किञ्चित् कष्टं भवति अहं योगासनं करोमि यद्यपि किञ्चित् कष्टं भवति तथापि अहं योगासनं करोमि Even if it is a little difficult, I will still do my yogasana.
Samyak. Samyak Bhagini. Subodh Mahodaya.
अद्य भानुवासरः विद्यालयस्य विरामः नास्ति यद्यपि अद्य भानुवासरः तथापि विद्यालयस्य विरामः नास्ति
सम्यक् सम्यक् महोदय धन्यवादः ओके सुनील महोदय कैन यू डू सेंटेंस नंबर 3
यस अहम भोजनं न कृतवान् बुभुक्षा नास्ति यद्यपि अहम भोजनं न कृतवान् तथापि बुभुक्षा नास्ति even though I haven't eaten food, I have no hunger.
I'm not hungry.
Thank you.
Suhasini Bhagini, can you do the first one?
Mama. रमायाः नास्ति मम समयः नास्ति भवत्याः गृहम् आगच्छामि यद्यपि मम समयः नास्ति तथापि भवत्याः गृहम् आगच्छामि इवन् दो ऐ डोण्ट् हाव् टैम् ऐ हाव् कम् टु युर् हौस्
मुरली महोदय केन् यू ट्रै सेण्टेन्स् नम्बर् 2
सा बुद्धिमान् परीक्षायाम् अनुत्तीर्णः यद्यपि सा बुद्धिमान् तथापि परीक्षायाम् अनुत्तीर्णः
सम्यक्
धन्यवादः
यद्यपि तथापि यद्यपि सः बुद्धिमान् इवन् दो ही इस् स्मार्ट् और् इण्टेलिजेण्ट् तथापि परीक्षायाम् अनुत्तीर्णः He failed in the exam or he was not successful in the exam. Okay, yadyapi tathapi. So with that, I think we have come to the official end of the book. So you can look at these are some of the more, what they call the, a little more difficult words. Okay, so you can just look at it to familiarize yourself. We have covered most of them, but this is just so that you can... yeah, there is the English meaning here, and it gives what is the linga. Okay, not all of them may make sense because we haven't covered all the, you know, Ukaranta and Halanta Shabdas and all we have not covered. So, but you can just look at it and... okay. So, all right. So, this is the official end. So any questions from anybody on what we have covered in the last few classes or today?
Mahadi, no questions as such on the content, but I was just wondering... are there practice sheets other than the Abhyasa Pustakam? We've already finished the we already written on the abhyasa pustakam, right? Are there other, like, you know, for us to keep that to be in touch until we get the next class, can we, is there any reference sites? The sites that Bhagini, Sarla Bhagini has shared, those are quite nice, but that's more like a, how should I put, reference dictionary and lots of material there. But I'm thinking simple words, if I just have to translate like how we are doing now, are there any practice sheets that you are aware of?
So to look for meanings of words or to translate back and forth, we have mentioned about the spokensanskrit.org website. So that is where you can go, and you can type in whatever words you need to look at. But the best thing is to look at the Abhyasa Pustakam and, you know, cover whatever we have done. Yeah, see this site?
Okay.
So you just enter whatever you want to say. And then on the left side, it'll come.
The spokensanskrit.org I've been using extensively. So that I have seen. That I have been using anyway.
So best thing is to just revise using the Abhyasa Pustakam. So that is, once your foundation in that is good, it'll be easier to move forward. So going forward, all the classes will have a lot of exercises. So you would have to do them on your own after the class. Otherwise, if we try to do all the exercises, it'll take much longer. You know, if you look at the book, the Gita Sopanam Part 1 is pretty big. It has about 40-45 lessons, and each lesson may take more than one class. So it is best to get very solid with the Abhyasa Pustakam. Try to read some of the kathas, listen to videos, audios. And especially if you listen to Chamu Shastri, some talks, he gives very simple talks. And it'll be very easy for you to understand all of them now. Because as he talks, you know, you'll be able to figure out what Vibhakti is saying and what he is saying, more importantly. So we have not done a lot of conversational Sanskritam. I mean, we haven't spoken to each other. Okay. If there was time, we can do that. Kinchit samskrita vartalapam kurmaha. Aham prashnam prichami. Bhavati va bhavan uttaram dadatu. Okay, I'll pick one or two and we'll see how we can do simple conversation. Madhavi Bhagini. Bhavati adhya kim kritavati? Kinchit vadatu.
Should I say one sentence, Mahodaya, or multiple?
Samskrite vadatu vakya dvayam trayam upyajya.
Adhya aham mama putrena saha अङ्गणे कार्यं कृतवती.
सम्यक्. तदनन्तरं किं कृतवती?
तदनन्तरं भोजनं पचति. नो, पचति,
पाचनं कृतवती.
पाचनं कृतवती. मम कुटुम्बसभ्याः सभ्यैः सह भोजनं कृतवती.
यु केन् से कुटुम्बेन सह.
कुटुम्बेन सह, कुटुम्बेन सह भोजनं कृतवती.
सम्यक् भगिनि, उत्तमं, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
इफ् यु ट्रै, इट् इस् नाट् वेरि हार्ड्. सो सुबोध् महोदय, किञ्चित् वदतु, भवान् ह्यः किं कृतवान्? कुत्रापि गतवान् वा?
ह्यः अहं गृहे तिष्ठितवान्.
तिष्ठितवान् इति इफ् इट्स् पास्ट् टेन्स्.
अस्थितवान्. ओके. प्रातःकाले अहं योगाभ्यासं कृतवान्. तदनन्तरं वर्णलेपं द्वारे वर्णलेपं कृतवान्.
सम्यक्. उत्तमं महोदय, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
भूमि भगिनी, श्वः भानुवासरः, श्वस्तन कार्यक्रमः कः भवत्याः?
नमस्कारः. श्वः भानुवासरः, परन्तु प्रतिदिनं
कः कार्यक्रमः?
अहं योगासनं कर्तुं प्रयत्नं करोमि. अहं किञ्चित् अभ्यासं करोमि, संस्कृतम् अभ्यासं करोमि.
सम्यक्, उत्तमं
करिष्यामि.
संस्कृत अभ्यासं करोमि इत्यन्ते करिष्यामि. सम्यक्, उत्तमम्.
किञ्चित् मम
सायङ्काले किं पश्यति? दूरदर्शनं पश्यति वा?
मम सुताः सन् सायङ्काले दूरदर्शनं दृश्यति. द्रक्ष्यामि.
सम्यक् भगिनि, उत्तमं. प्रयत्नं करोतु. सम्यक्. धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
राजश्री भगिनी अस्ति वा?
नमस्ते.
नमस्ते. भवती वदतु वदतु.
ने यू टेल मी, आई एम नॉट प्रिपेयर्ड फॉर एनीथिंग. एनी क्वेश्चन?
भवती भवती यः किं किं खादितवती, किञ्चित् वदतु.
ह्यः अहं भोजनं मम अहं भोजनं पचितवती, पाचनं कृतवती.
सम्यक्.
अहं व्यञ्जनम् ऐ थिङ्क् करी इस् काल्ड् व्यञ्जनम् ओर् समथिङ्ग् व्यञ्जनं भोजने
भोजने किं किं कृतवती वदतु.
भोजने व्यञ्जनं किञ्चित् मधुरं, किञ्चित् मधुरं च व्यञ्जनं कृतवती. ऐ मीन् ऐ डिड् सम् करी अण्ड् स्वीट्.
सम्यक्. अन्नं व्यञ्जनं सारं
सारम् अहम् अन्नम् अपि कृतवती. सर्वे कुटुम्बस्य सर्वे जनान् परिवेषयति. परि वट् डु यु से फार् ऐ सर्व् ऐ
परिवेशयामि
परिवेशनं कृतवती भोजनं
ओके
भोजनं पचित् पाचनं भोजनं पचित्वा आफ्टर् फोर् कुक् ऐ कुक्ड् वाट् वि से द पास्ट् टेन्स् आफ् कुकिङ्ग्
पचित्वा आफ्टर् कुकिङ्ग् पचित्वा
सर्वेषां भोजनं पचित्वा सर्वेषां परिवेशनं कृतवती
हा सम्यक् उत्तमं भगिनि धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
सो सी इफ् यु ट्रै स्पीकिङ्ग् इट्स् नाट् very difficult and we'll be speaking more like this going forward so this is just a kind of an introduction uttamam sunil mahodaya bhavan adya katakale kim kritavan
adya
putra gatavan
adya aham षड्वादने उत्तिष्ठामि तदनन्तरं योगासनं कुरुतः च ध्यानं करोमि अकुर्मः
करोमि
तदनन्तरं संस्कृतभाषायां पठनं इण्टर्नेट् संस्कृतभारत्याय कक्षायां पार्टिसिपेट् ऐ डोंट् नो व्हाट् टु से
पठामि ओ इट् इस् मार्निङ्ग् फार् यू स्टिल् इस् इट्
या सारी ऐ एम् इन् आस्ट्रेलिया सो
क्षम्यताम् ऐ थाट् ओके ओके सो सम्यक्
धन्यवादः
सुहासिनी भगिनी श्वः कुत्र गमिष्यति भवती कुत्रापि गमिष्यति वा गृहे एव तिष्ठति टुमारो श्वः
श्वः अहम् आपणं गमिष्यामि इति अहं चिन्तयति चिन्तयामि ततः पार्क्
उद्यानम्
उद्यानं ततः उद्यानं गमिष्यामि
सम्यक् उत्तमं तदनन्तरं
गृहम् आगमिष्य भोजनं करिष्यामि
आगम्य आगत्य गृहम् आगत्य भोजनं करिष्यामि आगत्य सम्यक् भगिनि उत्तमम् प्रिया भगिनी भवत्याः कः कार्यक्रमः श्वस्तन ओ अद्य भवती कुत्र भारतदेशे अस्ति खलु
आम् भारतदेशे
अद्यतन कः कार्यक्रमः
अद्य इदानीं प्रातःकाले अस्ति अद्यतनकार्यक्रम निश्चितं नास्ति अहं
किं कर्तुम् इच्छति
ओके हा
दूरदर्शनं पश्यति वा चलनचित्रं पश्यति वा योगासनं करोति वा
अहं योगासनं प्रतिदिनं करोमि परन्तु अद्य अहं संस्कृतस्य पठनं इतोपि पठनं कर्तुम् इच्छामि. कथां पठिष्यामि, पठितुम् इच्छामि संस्कृते कथां कथां पठितुम् इच्छामि.
सम्यक् भगिनि, धन्यवादः. सर्वेषां धन्यवादः. नितेश महोदय, किञ्चित् वाक्यद्वयं वदतु, स्वस्य वाक्यं किमपि.
सरलवाक्य
सरल.
सो
भवान्, लेट् मी आस्क् यू, भवान् प्रवासार्थं कुत्र गन्तुम् इच्छति? भवान् प्रवासार्थं कुत्र गन्तुम् इच्छति? Can you, so where do you want to go to travel is what I'm asking.
Aham Austin gachani gachanti how do I say that?
Gantum ichhami. You want to go? Gantum ichhami.
Ichhami. But I cannot go because of this lockdown. So
Parantu gantum na shaknomi. Parantu gantum na shaknomi.
Okay.
Lockdown karanena gantum na shaknomi.
Okay.
Samyak mahodaya. धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
ओके, गुड्, थेङ्क्स् एव्रिबडी. ऐ थिङ्क् युवर् वेरि गुड्, ग्रेट् स्पोर्ट्. सो जस्ट् जस्ट् ट्रै टाकिङ्ग् सिम्पल् सेण्टेन्सेस् टु युवर् सेल्फ्. यु नो, वेन् एवर् यु से समथिङ्ग्, जस्ट् इन् युर् मैण्ड् ट्रै टु कन्वर्ट् इट् इन् टु संस्कृतम् आर् स्पीक् वित् युर् फेमिलि मेम्बर्स्. Especially to smaller kids, they will learn very quickly. Or to your spouse, other family members. Just keep in touch. So, what I would say. So we have a couple of weeks break. So at the end of the, if you can respond to the email and let us know if you will be signing up for the next class starting sometime in mid-August. Okay.
Dhanyavad. It's really here. Probably I may have to practice a lot, so I may not be signing up for the next class. I don't want to do justice.
Yeah, that's fine. That's yeah. Fine. Now there, like I said, look at the YouTube videos of the basic. Like everybody will benefit from that. The basic alphabet and the Lekhana Niyamam, that also we didn't cover. There are a lot of Lekhana Niyamam, how to write and all that. It's very good YouTube videos from Samskrita Bharati. I will add the link in the Adhyana Samagri and you can go over that also. Yeah, that's fine. It's up to you. You can listen to the recordings, right? And you can again enroll in the basic class or do a self-study with all the YouTube and the materials available. Okay,
sure. The classes are really good. So I'm actually want to really do justice, or I will practice myself very well and then join your next
set.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You did a great job.
So Mahodaya, see, these classes will start again. So if you want, you can re-enroll for the level one itself also. And you can just run through them. Maybe you don't go to every class, but it'll be good if you can just, you know, take it depending on your availability, time constraints, and so on.
Sure. Thank you very much.
So
I wonder, you know, today's talking was actually a good exercise. I wonder whether that would be more of a thing that we might do in the next level.
Yeah, in the next level, we'll be progressively going more and more explaining in Sanskritam also.
Okay.
So you can.